This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Calls grew on Wednesday for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Palestinians that have left dozens dead and nearly 400 injured. The Israeli army has launched hundreds of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip since Monday, while Palestinian militants have launched more than 1,000 rockets of their own in some of the worst violence in 7 years. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday, after speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that Washington's expectation and hope is the conflict will end sooner rather than later. But President Biden says Israel has a right to defend itself from thousands of rockets flying into its territory. The United Nations Middle East envoy warned an emergency UN Security Council meeting Wednesday the situation has deteriorated since Monday, and there is a risk of the violence turning into an all-out war. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is ready for talks with opposition leader Juan Guaido with the involvement of the Norwegian government and other mediators, he said on Wednesday night in a live broadcast on state television. Earlier Wednesday, an opposition spokesman had said Norway had been assisting with contact between the two sides over Venezuela's ongoing humanitarian and economic crisis. Guaido invoked the Constitution to declare himself president in 2019 and has been recognized as the head of state by the United States and other Western countries. But Maduro has retained the support of the military and allies such as Russia, China, and Cuba, and neither the opposition nor U.S. sanctions have managed to dislodge him from power.